neighborhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
eThekwini Mayor Cyril Xaba says the city will oppose the DA's urgent court bid to stop three executive appointments. The DA has filed an interdict challenging the legality of the recruitment process for the posts of the Directors of Technical Services, Public Safety and Operations Management. Speaking at a briefing in Durban earlier, Xaba said council followed all regulations and was satisfied the candidates met the right competencies. He says the positions have been vacant for a long time.
For us, there's no concern. I don't think there's a case. I think it's politicking on the part of the Democratic Alliance. They're arguing agency. I don't think that there's any agency in the matter, and the matter must go on a normal court roll where we'll argue our case.
The DA believes the city ignored strict timelines and competency assessment rules for senior managers. Its mayoral candidate, Hanif Hussein, says one of the appointees does not have the minimum qualifications, while the process for all three was rushed.
The shortlisting and selection process must be done within 30 days, and these deadlines were missed by months. Another important requirement is that before appointing these candidates, the Municipal Council must satisfy itself that a proper competency test is conducted for each candidate. What occurred here is that the municipality kept these competency tests a secret and never made them available to the council as part of a legal obligation to ensure that this is done.
Murder-accused Durban man Frederick Nicholas Leroux has been denied bail. His wife Taryn Leroux was shot dead at a popular pub in Westville in September. The bail decision was handed down in the Pinetown Magistrates Court earlier today. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was in court.
State's advocate Christian Shaw read an affidavit from the investigating officer outlining what the state says is Leroux's history of violence. It includes a 2019 protection order, previous assault complaints, and a threatening voice note. The court heard that the night before Taryn was shot, police were called to the couple's home. On the day of the murder, Leroux allegedly told his wife to call the police before shooting her in the face. According to the affidavit, Leroux later phoned someone and admitted to the shooting. Prosecutors argued he is a flight risk, noting his past work as a defense contractor overseas. His foster son also submitted an affidavit disputing Leroux's claims that he supports him, saying he fears Leroux. The defense insisted the allegations were speculative and said Leroux would stand trial. But the magistrates ruled there were no exceptional circumstances to justify bail, saying Leroux has no assets in the country, questionable employment claims, and unclear immigration status. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Pinetown.
And the Human Rights Commission has found the police and private security unlawfully used excessive force during a peaceful sit-in by students at the Walter Sisulu University in the Eastern Cape. During the demonstration, 14 students were injured, three of them seriously, after the police and security personnel fired stun grenades, rubber bullets, and live ammunition at the students. The commission says no report was provided to show that an operational commander authorized the use of live ammunition.
Nor has the SAPS demonstrated compliance with the mandatory requirement to report each firearm discharged to the Independent Police Investigative Directive within 24 hours. SAPS in volatile conditions, it is incumbent on the state to demonstrate through verifiable evidence that each use of force met the constitutional test of legality.
The top story, eThekwini Mayor Cyril Xaba says the city will oppose the DA's urgent court bid to stop three executive appointments. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Joe Root makes his first 100 in Australia as England finished day one in Brisbane on 325 for 9. Christopher Reitan holds the early lead on day one of the Nedbank Golf Challenge, and Man United face West Ham in the Premier League this evening.